Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we just a couple of weeks ago completed our annual retirement conference.
What a great day it was.
It was the best one yet. I mean, I thought it was fantastic. We have a terrific lineup of speakers. Content is driven by, you know, our client base, which is all pretty homogeneous, right? People that are transitioning to a living,
or living retirement. That's right.
Yeah. And so it's what's really interesting and fascinating when you get that group of people together. There's a collective wisdom and a collective set of questions and concerns and fears that is interesting to address, not just through the, you know, the professional speakers that we bring in, but also it's fun to hear the conversation that comes out of that just amongst the people themselves, right? Because there is a collective wisdom
there. And one of the guests that came on to the conference is going to be joining us today talking about the lifestyle part of retirement. We all know about there's a mathematical approach to things.
Sure.
But what about the lifestyle? How do you actually enjoy your retirement? Because many people plan to get to retirement. They don't know how to get through retirement. And so let's have that conversation. Let's have that understanding of what the lifestyle needs to be.
Well, and we're pleased to welcome back to the show Barry LaValle. Now, any of you that have been long-term listeners of the show know that Barry has been a guest of ours literally for over the years, 8 or 10 years off and on, and he's been a wonderful contributor. Barry's the founder and the president of Retirement Lifestyle Center. And he's an internationally renowned speaker on the topic of retirement and also authored a number of books on this. So, Barry, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thanks. It was great to see you a couple of weeks ago, and I'm glad to be back on your program.
Well, and it was we got some terrific feedback about the presentation, the topic. And, you know, like Faisal said, retirement isn't just about the numbers. It's not just about the math. I'm not downplaying the significance of the math and the money. But the quality of the experience that you have in that period of life we call retirement is more than just the money, isn't it? It's about the soft side, the relationships, the engagement model, what you're doing to keep you going.
Well, I think that people have generally the wrong attitude towards retirement, at least many do, in that they think that retirement's, and I've always called this the 30-year-long weekend. But that's not what retirement is at all. Retirement's just life. Now, your work situation may be different, but it's a time where you can choose to live the life that you want if you prepared for it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to look at it in a different way as just thinking that it's a break from work.
I think that 30-year long weekend is resonates with people for sure. So let's talk a little bit about some of the lifestyle risks that you see that people face as they're, you know, they're thinking about this period we call retirement, or they're moving into retirement.
All right, you know, in no particular order, here's what I see are the biggest risks. The first one is what I'm going to call attitude or viewpoint risk. When I talk about attitude, we know that the optimists do far better than the pessimists, and we know that self-starters do better than people who are other directed. What you really have to monitor yourself is your attitude towards the life you're living and towards the value that you put on it. Now, you might say, well, that's pretty self-evident, isn't it? But the problem you get is that people tend to let things consume them. The aging process is one of those. And so over time, you start to lose that zest for life that you had previously. And so I find that is just one of the major things to pay attention to and one of the risks.
Here's something I want you to comment on. I don't want to skip over this because I think this is super important. You talk about this other-directed versus a self-starter. One of the risks that we see, the things we see as people move into retirement, if it's not well thought out and they don't know what they're retiring to, only what they're retiring from, that they lose structure. Right? There's this big gap in their week that they used to call work. And if it's not well thought out about how you're going to plug that 40 or 50 hour hole a week, there are problems that arise from that. So maybe just tackle that particular problem as an idea of preparation and what happens if you don't do it.
Well, I think, again, this speaks to attitude because, you know, we're really good at planning 2-day weekends and maybe some vacation. Although there's most of us who, you know, for our vacations are about 1 week too long, and then you want to get back to what you were doing. When you enter retirement, and if you're treating this now as a permanent vacation, it's really the wrong way to look at this. And so I find people that say things like, I'm so looking forward to this because no structure. I don't have to get up at 6 o'clock anymore, and I don't have to be anywhere at any time, and I'm so excited about that. In fact, one of the major stressors is structure stress, as you pointed out. Mm. So I pay a lot of attention to that because successful retirees put structure into their life in the same way they always have.
So Barry, you're talking about structure, and I have a few clients who've retired either because of they just were exhausted doing what they were doing, or they've accumulated enough wealth that they can retire, but they don't know what they want to do in their daily routine now because they were accustomed to going to work. Now they're not. And what these individuals have converted themselves into is what I call retail therapy. Now they're just spending money for the sake to do something. And that could be travel or vehicle purchases or any big ticket items. Mm-hmm. They're spending it, and they're spending it because they don't know what to do. So in for those individuals who will go through that kind of an experience where they're not sure of what their activities are going to be and how they're going to fill their time through retirement. And we're not talking about people who've been retired 10, 15 years. We're talking first 2 years mm-hmm. into it. What do you think that we should be thinking about, and what tips or ideas would you have for them?
Well, first, a couple of points. First, nature abhors a vacuum. And so when you're retired and you don't really have anything on your plate, there is a tendency, especially among high performers in their work careers, a tendency to try to fill in the time. And so in filling in the time, you end up doing things that aren't particularly fulfilling, but what else would you do? Golf's a prime example. And as I say this to you, I'm sitting at my golf course. I love golf. But people tend to just say, well, look, it kills 6 hours, and I'm going to come out here every day because that's 6 hours I don't have to think about. The second issue has to do with ego. We need to feel good about ourselves. And one thing, again, high performers tend to run into is you're not who you think you used to be. Therefore, if I can't be a lawyer, for example, I'm sure going to spend like a lawyer because it makes me feel good. And so this emotional spending to make you feel good is an issue. I would take a step back and say, what do I really want this life to be? And your validation comes from you. So we talk about self-directed. Part of being self-directed is to say, okay, what would validate me as a human being? And secondly, how do I create my own achievements mm-hmm. so that I feel good about myself and so I feel relevant and I don't feel irrelevant?
I think, I think that's the key point, right? If we see a problem, Faisal, with anybody, we see this problem about like the lawyers and the doctors, right? When somebody stops practicing medicine, they still call themselves a doctor.
Correct.
Nope, you're not a doctor anymore. But that's
you're not a practicing doctor.
You're not a practicing doctor.
Correct.
Right? That's we equate what we do with who we are. And hey, I got a question for you, Barry. Is that more of a man thing versus a woman thing? Like, is for a man so much of who they are tied up in what they do? And are there any differences between the guys and the gals?
Well, look, I believe in evidence-based research or evidence-based statements. And we've always said, well, you know, that it's always men who define themselves by their jobs. But, you know, I can't find any research that supports that. And okay. I've tried. Yep. I think we sort of think, well, this is the evolutionary man versus women. And whether you're male or female, if your job is the most important thing in your life, then you're going to have an issue when you go into retirement and don't have it.
Yeah,
that could be a redefining of yeah. what retirement is. Because
yeah.
retirement could still be you working, gainfully employed in something
sure.
that you enjoy doing.
For sure.
You have the financial freedom to volunteer that time or to get paid for it.
Well, and to me, volunteering is work.
Yeah.
Like, the challenge for you guys is when you get people like that, is to press them on what do you want this life to be for you. And you're not working at the job you had anymore, but that doesn't mean you still can't work. And I'm a big believer in work after retirement. But
yeah.
to press them on what's a realistic vision for them.
Yeah. We're going to have to take a break here in a minute, but I want to talk about a seminar we got coming up. Before we do that, I want everybody to join us after, because I'm interested in exploring a little bit about the differences between men and women in what is fact-based, right? Because anecdotally, Faisal, I find that women tend to be much better prepared for retirement than our male clients are. And so maybe that's just anecdotal. Maybe there is no evidence, but we're going to get some fact-based information on that from Barry when we come back. But before we take a break, we've got an upcoming seminar.
In order to have that lifestyle protected, to understand where you're going, you need to have that financial backing, that strategy in place to make sure you can retire in the lifestyle that you want. And then we're going to be talking about that on Tuesday, July 24th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Join us after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.